everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday, part of the Sell or Die broadcast process. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling, and
I'm Jen Gluckow, author and founder of Sales in a New York Minute. Welcome to Sell or Die.
It's Motivation Monday, and we're going to get motivated.
We have so many friends
starting
here right now.
Starting with me.
What's up, Wes? Hey, Wes. Hey, Alex. Hey, Glenn. Tim. Tom.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
The gang's all here.
Awesome.
Okay, so listen. Here's the question, and I'm sure it's happened to all of you, you mortals. Not Glenn Bill, of course. He's not mortal. But have you ever been under the weather? You know, just a cold or something. You wake up and you feel like shit. How do you motivate yourself on those days? What do you do that gets you really rolling? And 9-year-old daughter Gabrielle, she's decided that she's under the weather as well.
It's spreading.
Exactly. It's spreading. And Jen's under the weather. The dogs are fine.
I'm taking medicine because you just being around you sick people, I feel like I'm getting
sick.
Oh,
bullshit. Okay, now, what do I do in order to get over my illness / mortality / don't feel too good
today?
Do
we have a doctor here?
Is there
a doctor?
Yeah.
No, you know when you said you feel like shit, you didn't just say like feel like shit. Like you said it in such a way like I could really feel how horrible you feel.
You know the classic Bugs Bunny where he goes out in the audience, is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? Guy goes, I'm a doctor. And he goes, what's up, doc? So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love new sound effects. So here's the deal. You have to double your internal energy in order to be able to achieve at a normal level.
Yeah, because the customer doesn't care that you feel like shit. No offense. Like the people who have calls today with you or interviews with you today don't really give a shit that you don't feel well, okay?
Right.
They have their time with Jeffrey today and they're excited about that.
Right, and they'll go like, oh, that's too bad. Okay, now.
You know, I was... I get migraines. It's a horrible thing. But
TMI.
I get migraines sometimes. And I was in New York City going on a sales call. I was meeting with I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I was meeting with AARP to pitch them on doing a talk for them. And they had asked me to meet with them. And I woke up. Do you remember this? It was a couple of years ago. I woke up with a horrible migraine. And I had two options. I could cancel, okay, but I knew that this meeting took 6 weeks to get on the calendar.
Bingo.
Which means to reschedule may take another 6 weeks, and by that time they may already choose a different speaker, or I could just suck it up and go. And I went. And do you think when she said, hi, how are you, she wanted me to be like, well, let me tell you, I have this horrible migraine. No, she just wanted me to say, I'm great, how are you? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like they don't really care.
Right.
And it's not this person. I mean, she was very nice, but most people don't care how you're feeling. They care about how you can help them. And so that's what your people that you're meeting with, no offense, I care that you don't feel good. But that's what your people care about today. They want to know how you can help them.
Okay. So you can help me, the people in the audience, if you want to send me props. What do you call those things?
I don't know. What do you want?
Cough
likes.
Drops?
No, Jeffrey wants some likes. He wants some likes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Pretend you like me.
Oh, my God. Oh, Zach's here. Hey, Zach.
So.
Look, I like you.
All right, there you go.
Okay, I gave you some likes. Can you guys share this out with your people, though? Jeffrey has a good point. Okay. Just give him some love. He needs a little extra love today.
Yeah.
He's feeling under the weather.
Yeah.
For just one share, you can make Jeffrey Gittimer feel a little better.
Okay, so here's a good question. So,
who the fuck are you?
You are trying to inspire other people on
Correct.
Our Motivation Monday, right?
Correct.
But you're not feeling inspired maybe yourself right
now. No, I'm going to inspire. Don't worry about that. I have a couple things to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I think the challenge is that my internal energy has to be refocused. I have to rededicate myself to positivity 1,000% instead of 200%.
So what do you do? Like, what did you do before this episode to get, like, even more pumped up than you normally are? By the way, hey, Rachel.
So what I did was I went to Zoe's and I got chicken orzo soup, but I demanded that they give me double orzo.
Oh, did that work?
Yeah, uh-huh. It worked fine. And that guy was like ass kissing about it. And then I kibitzed with some guy out the door, realizing that I made him smile. So it made me smile. And I'm good to go.
Okay, so the key to this is get chicken soup and yeah. make the guy smile.
Bingo.
Okay.
Hope that helps someone.
Yeah, I hope that does. For me, I usually listen to a positive or inspirational podcast or music. Okay, I put something in my ears to get me extra pumped, especially if I need that extra juice. That's what I do.
Okay, cool. Use orange juice.
So Rachel wants to know what she missed, and we're just talking about how Jeffrey's feeling under the weather, but still up for inspiring others.
We gave the key to selling forever.
Sorry.
And tripling your sales. And Rachel, you missed it and tough shit.
Oh, man. Lisa's here too. Hey, Lisa.
Before we get to our next subject, just want to remind everyone out there, if you are watching us for the first time here on Facebook, you can subscribe to our podcast. We're on 5 days a week. We just aired a Saturday special.
Whoa. We did. It was so much fun. Q&A. Saturday special.
We're answering your sales questions, helping every single one of you. So make sure to subscribe. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, search Sell or Die, and get us in your ears.
I love it. Thank you, Doug.
And you can email us your damn question anyway.
Yeah. You can.
That's
you
right,
can
sell
post...
or die at gitomer.com.
Yes. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. Okay, so normally we read a 5-star review, so here we go. I'm going to read that. Hawks fan 1 writes, I stumbled.
It's a loser before he even starts, right? Yeah, I'm a Hawks.
We don't know
fan.
Which Hawks.
Oh, that's
could
true.
Could be Seahawks. Could be Blackhawks.
Could be the Hawks of St. Joseph's.
Anyway, what's the review?
Doug, you have a fan. Tim is saying hey to you. I love that.
Oh, what's going on,
I
Tim?
I love that.
Timbo.
Oh, cool.
Timbo Slice.
All right, so here's what Hawks Fan 1 says. I stumbled across this podcast a month ago, and it's perfect for my commute. It's not stuffy. Well, you're a little stuffy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to. And Jeffrey and Jen are very relatable and are spotlighting modern sales methods. This podcast has helped me grow as a sales manager, to grow my knowledge, and to pass along to my team. Hawks Fan 1, thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Love
Hawks.
That.
Tell us next time which Hawks it is. Because it could have been the Hawks of St. Joseph's College.
All right, so guys, if you could go
Let's
to
go,
Sell
Hawks.
Or Die, listen, one of the podcasts I listened to on the business, a business podcast, I found out this morning has like thousands of 5-star reviews. We only have a couple hundred. What's going on? Like, how is this even possible? We need your help for more 5-star reviews.
We need
please,
stardom.
Please.
And we need it now.
Oh, man.
And if you guys
man.
Would just, all you could do is click a fucking button and write a couple of words. Good
yeah.
God.
Yeah. We. You
it's
know,
not like we're not helping you. It's not like we're not giving you ideas that you can turn into money.
And Jeffrey didn't mention this, but on days where he needs a little extra inspiration, he reads those 5-star reviews to
that's
himself
right.
prior
exactly.
to this.
So, Rachel, get your ass over there and put a 5-star review in. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Jen, I know you have something very interesting for us right now.
So I've been reading this a lot about integrity. And not like the kind of integrity, like don't think morals and ethics, because I know a lot of you guys are already going there, okay? Integrity is not about right or wrong or good or bad. Integrity just is, okay? So personal integrity and sales integrity. And that's what I want to talk about today. Like when you say you're going to do something, do you do it? Let me give you an example. Next week, I'm going to start going to the gym every single day.
That's integrity.
Hold on. Now, I've told that to myself. Whether I wake up next week and go to the gym every single day or not, only I'm going to know. Okay? And the question is, am I keeping that word? Am I honoring my word to myself? Okay, now it goes a little bit deeper when you take it a step further and you think about integrity with your sales, with your customers, or with your fellow colleagues. So someone asks you to do something, Mary asks you to do something, and you say, yeah, I'll have it to you by Tuesday at noon.
And you don't have it there.
And it's Tuesday at noon, and not only do you not have it, which sometimes can be acceptable, like things come up.
You didn't communicate it. You forgot.
Are you honoring your word? Okay, so are you going back to Mary to say, I know I said I'd have it to you Tuesday at noon, but I need to deliver it at this time instead. And this is huge. It's not something we've ever talked about on the show. It's not something we talk about a lot. But in my opinion, this is one of the key things that's going to make or break your sales.
So for me personally, if I tell somebody I'm going to be there, like people pay me a lot of money to show up and speak. Can you imagine? Well, I wasn't feeling that good today. Like that's bullshit. You go, and I end every segment with, even if your ass falls off, you go, even if your ass falls off, number one. And number two, I'm not going there for them. I'm going there for me. Now, in 2,500 speeches, the only time I ever missed is when my father passed away. And then I had a friend go, and I gave him all the money. So I'm pretty consistent in doing what I say I'm going to do. And I'll tell people, if I tell you I'm going to be there at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, you can take every cent you have in the bank and bet that I'm going to be there on time. Just bet. How many people can do that?
So it's like, you know, the story I was telling at the beginning with that customer I had to go visit to try and sell a speech to, and I had a migraine. I don't think I finished the story.
You didn't?
Of course I went. Okay? Of course I went, and I got the deal.
And did they say, how you doing?
They did. And I was like, oh, all's well.
Did he fetch?
No. Who wants to start off a sales meeting by saying, I don't feel so good.
I feel like shit. Yeah.
Not great today. Don't worry. Not contagious. No one wants that.
Now, I want each of you diehards to think, when you wake up and you're not feeling that great, what do you do? How do you compensate for that, number one? And number two, when you make someone a promise, what do you do? How do you make certain that you deliver on that promise plus one?
Okay, so I was reading this article. I'm going to show it to you guys. It's old. It's like from 10 years ago, I think.
Seriously?
Oh, no, four years ago. Sorry. It was revised in March of 2014. It's called Integrity. It's definitely, we'll put it in the notes. It's definitely an article you should read. But then I was also starting to go down this rabbit hole of like, oh my God, this should be one of the core tenets of our company, that everyone honors their word and that everyone has personal integrity, not just sales integrity, because we're practicing this in sales every day, but how well are we doing this at work every day?
So give us the too long, didn't read version of that article. What's the main crux of that piece that you read?
So a couple of things. You can't outwork integrity. If you lack integrity, you're lacking as a person. Okay, so it really defines who you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then you have to ask yourself, like, if you lack integrity, is that how you want to be known?
You definitely will be known in a heartbeat.
Like, well, she says she's going to do it, but she never does what she says she's going to do.
Right, and it's one of those things that happens quickly. Like, you earn that reputation quickly, but it takes a very long time to shed that kind of reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so another thing, if you're a manager, think about how your people feel if you always are making promises, like, because you have good intentions. It's not like you don't want to do the thing you say you're going to do. You want to do it, but then you're just not getting it done.
No, managers will often justify it by saying, well, I'm their boss. They'll get over it. And nothing could be further from, I mean, it's the stupidest thing on the planet. You're justifying your inability to perform based on your leadership position and forcing people to accept your bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
So here's where the Motivation Monday part of this kicks in, okay? If you haven't honored your word in full up until now, that's okay. Okay? That's in the past. We're going to leave that behind us. Today is the day you start honoring your word.
Yeah.
Today is the day you create that personal integrity at home, in the workplace, and you create that sales integrity in your sales process. Now,
and
it's
you
very
teach it,
easy.
Wait, and you teach it to your salespeople by setting an integrity standard, not necessarily by example.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, will they bet on the fact that you'll be there? Will they bet on the fact that you'll be there ahead of time? Earl Pertinoy said, if you're not a half an hour early, you're late. Will they bet on the fact that you're going to get it done when you said you're going to get it done? What are the elements that you're promising that you're not keeping versus what are the elements that you're promising that you are keeping?
Okay, and now once you begin to set this integrity standard for your people or for yourself, it doesn't matter if you have direct reports or not, there's going to be a time where you slip up and you have to just own it. Okay. You own it and then you keep moving forward and you reset. Like, don't say, oh, I slipped up. Now I don't have to be, I don't have to have integrity anymore.
And don't blame it on a flat tire or traffic or your alarm clock didn't go off or the dog ate your homework.
I want to hear from you guys that are watching right now. What's something that happens in your everyday sales life? Are there promises that you have to make? And how often are you keeping them? 70% of the time, 80% of the time? Put in a percentage. Like, and don't be shy. We're not going to like call you out on air. But like, I'm just curious.
Oh, yes,
are you 100% of the time, 100% of the time?
Put your shit in there so we can call you out.
Okay, there's one other really interesting thing that I read. So I went down this rabbit hole on this. And there's a Harvard Business Review that also talks about integrity. And it says, managers who showed they stayed true to their word showed an increase of, this is 2%, but I think it was 200%, or in some cases, $250,000 a year.
Wow.
So there's specific revenue ties to holding, honoring your word. And it starts with what you're doing at home. Like, oh, I'm on a diet this week. Okay, so are you really on a diet?
I don't know. Where are those cookies? I love the cookies.
Yeah, so what you're saying essentially is that your sales integrity is tied to your personal integrity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and how well are you honoring your word all the time?
Because if you can't be responsible to yourself, how do you expect to be responsible to your customer?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm eating less, but I already made my caveat that Garrett's popcorn doesn't count. So I can just grab a handful.
As long as you made that caveat, right. Because a lot of people have sent you Garrett's popcorn.
Of course.
Yeah. Don't overpromise and underdeliver, says Rachel. Set expectations realistic. Exactly. But hi, Mark. What's up, Mark? Mark's here.
Oh, Mark.
Hey.
Cool.
But inevitably.
Yes.
Barriers will either imagined or real will present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's for the personal integrity piece, you know, maybe it's raining outside so you can't get out to run. Like how do you deal with those barriers when they come up, when they challenge your ability to be to have integrity for yourself?
So I was listening to this story that tied in integrity, and the guy was talking about how he's friends with, I think, an Olympic swimmer, and the Olympic swimmer was traveling overseas on an airplane that took, like, I think, 2 days to get to wherever he was going. But the Olympic swimmer had already promised himself that between the time that he made this promise and the actual competition date, he would practice every day.
So
what do you do when you're in the air for 2 days? Obviously, you can't swim.
You swim in the toilet.
So when he got there, he did 2 extra practices to catch up for the days he was in the air. That is the depth of how your integrity should be. If you tell yourself, I'm training for this marathon and I'm going to run 5 out of 7 days for the next however many days, you better do it.
Well, if you don't, you're only cheating yourself. Most people are willing to cheat themselves.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Like, it starts with cheating yourself. And then you decide to yourself that your word isn't that big. Like, your word, it's not that important because you're not keeping a focus on that honoring your word.
You justify it by saying, well, no one's going to know. Like, dude, you will know. And you have to live with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to deal with your own character and your own integrity to be able to make something happen that you promised yourself you would do, period.
So how many times, let's talk about sales for a second, how many times do you promise the customer that you're going to send them a proposal today?
Or even subliminally say to yourself, I need to do this, mm-hmm. and then you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a...
It was funny because after I read this article, I had told myself in my head, not the customer, because I was almost like afraid to make a commitment, but at that point, but I had told myself in my head, like, I am going to send this proposal before I go to sleep tonight, okay? Because my business hours are not like 9 to 5, so it wasn't like before 5, but before my end of day, okay?
Yeah.
And it was the day I started feeling sick.
Oh, honey, that's horrible.
Because everyone around me is sick, it's
all right,
okay, you have bad germs, sick germs. And literally, I took a nap and I set my alarm. And on my alarm, it said to wake up. It's like at 8 o'clock at night. It said send proposal, because I had promised myself that I would send the customer the proposal that night. And so, what are you doing? Like, how true to your word to yourself are you being? How true to your word to your customers are you being? To your colleagues are you being? And just this week, I want you to examine that. That's your challenge.
Jen just gave you a great idea. Set an alarm on your iPhone or some unreasonable facsimile and let it go off and say the thing you promised to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it gives you that double reminder. I just text myself and I do it at night. So I know what I got to do in the morning. I know that I needed trash bags. Very important thing today.
We got the trash bags.
I know.
Okay.
But there were things there that needed to be done, and I wanted to make certain that I got them done. So I text myself that reminder. You have that same capability, and most people don't do it. Most people fall short of what it really takes to be able to get a job done, of their personal integrity, their personal fortitude, their personal action plan, and they wait till tomorrow. They're willing to procrastinate it because it's raining or they didn't quite get this or something came in the way, something, they got distracted by something. Yeah, I spent all day with so-and-so. No, you freaking do it no matter what.
I can't remember things anymore. Like, there's like too much going on in my brain to remember all the things I need to do. So I have to write them down and set reminders or they won't get done. For me personally, like, I schedule the time on my calendar to make it happen. I write it down. I have the new iPad, and I love this pencil thing. And I write it in the Notability app. It's like the best app on the planet for iPads.
I have things to remember or my ass is grass. For example, tomorrow's Jennifer's birthday.
Yeah, you can't forget that one.
If I forget that, let me tell you what, it's a brand new ball game. Okay, so I have my stuff already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got merch.
And, merch.
And
oh man.
You know, I'm getting you coffee. I'm I get things to do that are important to you.
Thank you. You're getting me coffee tomorrow?
Yep.
Cool. Is it Death Wish?
No.
Oh. Okay, so Rachel says she doesn't say a date unless she can set a reminder for herself. I didn't know this. Google has an area in Mail for tasks. It works awesome. That's pretty cool.
Everybody's got
that.
Their little solution.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks. I'm going to check it out.
The key is to make certain that it's a solution that you can actually act upon.
Yeah.
Like, people have all kinds of shortcuts. The question is, do you do them?
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't easy. I'm telling you, me personally, it is not easy. Some days it's just crazy.
Because sometimes there's a lot going on.
Well, especially on days when I'm giving a speech.
Because
I'm spending an awful lot of time in prep. I'm spending an awful lot of time in delivery. And then I'm exhausted when I'm done.
No, you're never tired.
Bullshit. Okay, so I think it's important to look at integrity as an idea for you. I think it's important to look at integrity as actions that you need to take on a daily basis. And I'm hoping that we have inspired you to gain just a little bit more personal integrity for what it is that you're doing as a diehard.
Yes.
You bastards.
Yes. Okay. So, well, they're not bastards. We love our diehards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, coming up this week.
What do we got?
We have an amazing lineup this week. But first of all, I just want to recap. Last week, we got this really cool message I just sent it to Christian, in the Facebook group. I don't know if you guys listened to the sales manager spotlight last week with Christian Ludwig.
Oh, yeah.
But Sean wrote.
That was really nice, by the way.
Yeah, he wrote such a nice message in the Seller Diehards official Facebook group about how cool it was to hear from Gen Z and how cool it was to hear from Christian and how great the episode was. So I'm just going to tell you, like, that is an episode you do not want to miss. Make sure you go back and read it. And he wrote, like, this really nice long message that I sent to Christian.
Yeah, I can see it there. Thanks for showing.
And Christian was very happy about it. Well, you can't see it because you have to go to the Facebook group if you want to
read
it. Okay, that's all you need to do.
So who's coming up?
All right, we have David Berkus, and he is awesome. He's talking to us about new strategies for networking. He's the author of Friend of a Friend. And he's talking about, you know, how you can do networking without actually networking. in a sense.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool. And for a lot of people, like, networking isn't fun. Networking is uncomfortable. And he's going to give strategies for that.
Isn't it interesting that his title, excuse me, friend of a friend, is everyone knows friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it take 200 years to make a book title out of it?
I don't know.
I mean, he just captured the obvious.
Well, you know. He's going to talk to you about the obvious and the not so obvious.
Whoa.
Then on Wednesday, okay, yeah. This is the lineup for the week. We did that Truthful Living interview, and full interview is being aired on Wednesday. It's all about Truthful Living, Jeffrey's book. Which, can you show them what the book looks like? The hardcover one.
Yeah, I can show it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you the soft cover because I'll give it to you.
Guys, if you do not have this book yet, you're legit missing out. Just when you get the book, here's how to read it, okay? Just flip through the book the first time around and read every page with a full page quote. That's the first thing you need to do. Just read every page with a full page quote, because we purposely pulled out quotes that we thought were the best of the best. And then you'll be uber inspired, and then go back and read the book.
And then read it again.
That's right.
We've already gotten a lot of people who have read the book twice, who have posted all kinds of nice things about it. And we're...
One thing you should know is we're actually going to be hosting a contest with Truthful Living Stuff.
Ooh.
So we're going to be talking more about it in our Seller Diehards official Facebook group. And then also we're going to be talking more about it throughout the week and throughout some of these episodes. So all you need to do right now is make sure you have a copy of the book. And then... you need to read it, because we're going to be asking you about your favorite or most impactful part of the book.
The merch I'm giving to Jen can be yours. All you have to
is
do.
Is it a bracelet?
No, it's not a bracelet.
Okay. Zach says it's a top three book he's ever read, and he's well read. Okay. Thursday, we have Kathleen Hessert. And if you haven't heard Jeffrey's preview of Kathleen... Wasn't she like in your high school bedroom or something?
Yeah. Kathleen Hessert was in my bedroom many, many times.
There you go. We'll talk about that.
I wasn't there, of course, but she was there.
Don't give it away. But all right. She's going to talk about Gen Z, and she has some really interesting things to say.
Amazing things to say, actually.
Yeah.
Gen Z is the next thing.
No one's talking about millennials anymore. It's all about Gen Z now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my own opinions about those things, but you don't want to hear them right now.
Okay. So I want to hear them. Just like...
Oh, I'm going to talk about generations.
Okay.
But I don't think that I'm any different than a millennial. I thought back, like, what was happening when I was a millennial? I gave a talk 2 days ago in the depths of my sickness about what was I doing when I was 28 years old. And...
I might not want to know.
Millennials are no different today than they were 50 years ago. It's an age group, not a generation.
I would say the big difference, though, is that the technology that brings them together and the social kind
no
of...
Argument
you know,
with, no argument okay. with that. The technology improves, but a 28-year-old kid is a 28-year-old kid. Sorry.
Well, there you damn go.
Exactly.
But we're not going to call 28-year-olds kids... anymore.
No, let's call them young adults.
There you go. I love it. All right. So on the last episode of the week, we have the best of.
Uh-huh.
And in case you were trying to find like the perfect episode to introduce a friend to, the best of is a really great episode to send to a friend, because
Agreed.
It gives them all those best clips from the week and they can really get into it and where they are. And this month, just so you guys, we like to be transparent, and this month we are trying to exceed 100 and we had 107,000 downloads or 108,000 downloads last month. So we're going for 125,000 downloads this
month.
And
only you can help.
That's right. We
There's only so many
help.
Downloads we can actually download.
So spread the word, share this with your top friends, and thank you for joining us on Motivation Monday.
Now, I'm under the weather. But
you are?
My goal is to be over the weather. It's not only am I feeling like shit, it's shit outside. It's raining, it's cold, it's crappy. So I went outside today and I'm like going, whoa, the weather's better than I am. And I just put myself in a position of I'm going to win. I'm going to interact with other people. I'm going to make them smile. I'm going to tap them.
He's
I'm going to talk to people.
Sneeze on them and cough on them.
Yeah.
You know.
You know the guy in the building that won't talk to anybody?
You?
No.
There's another guy in the building that won't talk to anybody?
He just bought a Tesla.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was coming in as I was going out. I made him roll down his window and talk to me. And he was like, he was a happy guy to talk.
Oh, my
First
God.
First time ever engaged.
Okay, so it is like pouring outside, and I found out this morning it's supposed to like rain until Thursday.
Oh, my
and
God.
And inside, I was like, yes, because I have made it. I have to walk the dogs in the rain. And I have made it so that, as dorky as this is, I love the rain because I get to wear my bright yellow rain boots.
Yeah, she's the Paddington of Charlotte. And she's damn proud of it.
And I have like 4 or 5 different raincoats, all for my like to pump me up to go outside in the rain. One is bright. I look like the Tin Man.
Oh,
one
yeah.
is like a bright silver. Like literally, I look like Tin Man
Jen,
with yellow
it's
rain boots.
Tin person.
Tin person.
Yeah.
Let's no, I think we're allowed to correct. Say Tin Man now.
Okay. Oh, really?
Or Tin Woman.
Cool. So, diehards, thank you very much for being on our podcast.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckhead.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if you don't feel good and your ass falls off.
Oh, yeah.